The award for outstanding restaurateur is given to a restaurateur who uses their establishments as a vehicle for building community, demonstrates creativity and entrepreneurship, and integrity in restaurant operations. The announcement was made in late January. Brett Evgie first received wind of the news through his marketing manager.
"Hey, congratulations." And I said, "For what?" "You got a nomination." And I said, "What? How'd that come about?" I was confused by it for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm proud of what we do, and but I don't really chase recognition much. So I was just surprised that it kind of came about.
FG and Oshner began the restaurant journey with the purchase of Plonk in 2009 to establishing JW High Steakhouse in 2023 to opening Stockman's Bar last year. From that first day in 2009, they rolled up their sleeves and diligently strived to make the business succeed with honest, hard work.
I think that's been a guiding principle for us since day one. And honestly, I don't know any other way.
FG admits to being uncomfortable with the compliments that have been directed to him in the midst of all the recognition.
You know, otherwise it's day-to-day and dishwashers calling in sick and servers trying to get shifts covered.
Plonk, a wine bar and community gathering space, offers fine wines, food, cocktails, and music.
Earl Langland was the guy that started Plonk. We actually bought it in 2009 from him. It was his vision. He's the guy that put it all together, him and his partner, Michael Wilson.
And why did FG and Oshner believe that a wine bar would thrive in Bozeman?
You know, really saw a hole in the market. And I think it was a precursor for Bozeman specifically. I think there was a lot of people saying, why a wine bar in little ag town Bozeman? Nobody thought it would succeed.
The duo picked up what they thought was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They expanded the opportunity to Missoula 4 years later, where FG's wife is from and he had started his restaurant career. Then in 2023, when the space west of Plonk became available, the pair opened JW High Steakhouse, a high-end steakhouse housed in a space with wood paneling and original artwork.
It's named after my great-grandfather, J.W. High's father, Solomon, actually was my great-great-grandfather who homesteaded right up against Yellowstone outside of Gardner. And J.W., his name is Walter. We all call him Walter. I called him Grandpa, I guess. But he was a cattleman. They raised cows up there on the original homestead. And then he moved to Manhattan. And his goal was to raise prized old Herefords. He was a pretty simple guy.
That simple guy, a Montana ag man, now carries the name of an elegant steakhouse, and one wonders if Walter would have actually dined at this fancy place.
I've said to my family, you know, it's probably not a place he would have ever gone to, but they all reminded me that, no, if you owned it, he would go there.
Last year, the duo took on another project, opening a bar with a name that is found in most small towns in Montana.
I just saw that there was a need for kind of a true Western-style bar. Plonk was in Stockman's from 1942 to 1972. And so in thinking about how we're going to brand it, I really wanted this kind of upscale cattleman's bar that represented kind of old school Montana.
Since Plonk is only one door down, FG is bringing back that legacy. For the James Beard Foundation Outstanding Restaurateur Recognition, the duo demonstrated their creativity and entrepreneurship by locating their businesses in Bozeman, right next door to each other.
I use the same liquor license throughout all three. In today's market, with the price of liquor license in Bozeman specifically, it was something that we couldn't have done it without that adjacency. So, you know, we waited and waited, and adjacent properties, both for Heist and for Stockman's, opened up and then knew that we could execute what we wanted to do.
And what is that they wanted to do, putting three restaurants and bars together?
They're all really symbiotic with each other. They don't cannibalize each other. They're all got their own thing. I think the mentality of having more than one restaurant, whether it's the same ownership or even individual ownerships in an area, brings people to that area. So if somebody comes down and one place is full, they can go to the next place or get a drink before they go to dinner. Or, you know, there's lots of benefit that we can see from that.
One of the main benefits for FG is...
And the beautiful part for me is that on a Friday night, I can walk inside in the middle of winter from one to the other and just look at operations.
The top three nominees for the James Beard Foundation Restaurant and Chef Awards will be announced on March 31st.
I'm astonished by the amount of representation in Montana in this award. I mean, when I looked through the list and you're comparing yourself to New York City and to Seattle and to San Francisco, I mean, I'm blown away at for one, the quality of all the restaurateurs that are in this town working hard and doing great things.
Many congratulations to Brett Evji and Michael Oshner as a semi-finalist for Outstanding Restaurateur from the James Beard Foundation. This is Stella Fong for YPR News.